20 years ago, Omaha's cultural landscape changed forever when the Holland Performing Arts Center opened its doors. This Friday, October 3rd, the venue celebrates two decades of bringing world-class performances to Nebraska with a special community concert that highlights not just the building's architectural excellence, but the deep relationships it has fostered throughout the region.
I've been to Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center. I've been to Milan and some of the major opera halls. I've been to some of the cutting-edge performing arts centers that are being built in places like Oslo and even in places in China and Japan. And when we say this is one of the best concert halls in the country and one of them in North America, we're not understating it. It's not an exaggeration.
That assessment comes from someone who knows venues. Andy Casano has spent 6 years overseeing programming for Omaha Performing Arts. The venue's acoustic design and architectural beauty has earned recognition from artists and industry professionals.
Rather than invite a big-name guest artist to come and perform, we really wanted to focus the anniversary on the community that we're here to serve, which is the Omaha community and the surrounding area. And so I reached out and casually invited 400 of my closest artist friends throughout the entire area to come and join us.
The anniversary celebration will feature the Omaha Symphony, River City Mixed Chorus, the Nebraska Writers Collective, and Salem Baptist Choir, among others. For Marky Montigi, Minister of Music and Fine Arts at Salem Baptist Church, this partnership represents something deeper than occasional collaborations.
We've developed a very healthy and strong relationship with Omaha Performing Arts over the last 12 years. Even before the partnership, attending shows at the Holland Center was a highlight for me. The Holland has so many special memories, and to be able to be a part of the 20th year is extremely significant for me.
Montigi brings his own worldly perspective to the celebration. A Chicago native who attended the School of the Arts before making Omaha home 17 years ago, he understands what makes a venue truly special.
I believe that the arts serve as an opportunity to bring people together. And I think the arts brings inspiration. It inspires people. It heals.
Friday's celebration will showcase the healing power through diverse musical styles. Audiences will hear Beethoven's Ninth Symphony along Salem's rendition of A Blessed by the Ties That Bind and Aretha Franklin's version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, performed by rising local artist Angeline.
We're going to be video mapping the hall. We really wanted to celebrate the architecture of the building, especially this concert hall.
The technology represents how the Holland Center continues evolving while honoring its mission. As both Casano and Montigi emphasized, the venue serves as more than entertainment destination.
The Holland Center is about bringing people together, no matter who you are or where you are, for the purpose of being together as a community.
The 20th anniversary celebration begins Friday, October 3rd at 8 p.m., with lobby activities starting at 7. Tickets are available at opa.org or ticketomaha.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.